Under current law, livestock producers are not automatically entitled to repossess animals they have not received payment for. Instead, the dealer's bank takes priority in the stock. That, according to Livestock Marketing Association Vice President for Government and Industry Affairs, Chelsea Good. This is why, in the 2018 Farm Bill, Congress instructed USDA to examine the feasibility of establishing a livestock dealer statutory trust.
This actually already exists with livestock packers. If you're selling to a packer, a statutory trust exists. And what a statutory trust does is it just provides priority for those unpaid sellers of livestock. It gives unpaid sellers of livestock the ability to either reclaim the livestock, or if the livestock had been resold, the proceeds or receivables from those livestock.
Based on the analysis of industry data, experience, and public input, USDA determined it would be feasible to implement a livestock dealer statutory trust. The USDA report finds existing statutory trusts in other segments of agriculture are effective in improving financial recoveries, with similar results experienced under a dealer statutory trust. Good says the next potential steps involve...
And then Congress goes ahead and enacts a dealer trust, passes legislation to change that priority. At LMA, we believe that the current law as it relates to livestock sales is not fair. And we think that dealer trust is a good way that it would give unpaid sellers priority in livestock that haven't been paid for. We think that shift in priority is the right thing to do and look forward to working with USDA and Congress in pursuit of that goal.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.